Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli Psachim, Daf Ches. We begin on Beis Amud Beis, the second last line, with the words Bameh Amru Shtei Shuras Bamaltef V'chulei. Our Mishnah on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph had told us that there's a machlokes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai as to which two rows in a wine cellar need to be checked. According to Beis Shammai, Shtei Shuras Al Panei Kol Amaltef, they said that one must check two rows across the whole face of the cellar, which we're going to explain now. And Beis Hillel says Shtei Shuras Achitzoin L'Shehel Elyonos, one must check the two outermost, which is the top two rows. So our Gemara now says Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav Kolfai Kamin Gam. Rav Chuna said the name of Rav that Beis Shammai is referring to the entire vertical face of the barrels and the entire horizontal face, which would produce a shape like a gam, which is a Greek letter like an L. This area needs to be checked, again both the entire horizontal face on top and the entire vertical face as well. Tani Barkafa Kofoi Kamin Shnei Gamim. Barkafa disagrees with Rav Chuna. He says Beis Shammai require checking two gamim, which means two vertical and two horizontal faces. Continues the Gemara, Haya Nosen Be'emsa Habayis. If the barrels were arranged in the middle of the house, which means it's now accessible from all sides, Al Daita de Rav Chuna Mafshitoi Chalok Echad, Al Daita de Bar Kafa Mafshitoi Shnei Chalokis. According to Rav Chuna, one must check a row on every side and a horizontal row on top, and according to Bar Kafa, one must check two rows on every side and two horizontal rows on top. Hoya Osoi Madregois, Kolfoi Gamin Gamin. If the wines were arranged in the shape of steps, each step should be checked in the shape of gums. Reb Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Chizkia, Shimon Bar Ba B'Shem Reb Yochanan, Shura HaChitzoyne Hiya Elyona, Haroya Es HaPesach V'Es HaKoyra Shelefnim Mimena. Here's a third opinion now, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha and Reb Shimon Bar Ba. They say the outer row, which is referred to by Beis Hillel, is the upper one that's opposite the entrance to the room and the ceiling, and one row behind it. The Gemara now focuses on the last two words of the statement, Shelefnim Mimena, that you're required to check one row behind it. Tani Shelemata Mimena, we have a Baisa that teaches one row below it, rather one row behind it. Having by Mema, the Gemara wants to suggest, Manda Amma Shelefnim Hemena, Koshiken Shelemata Hemena. Manda Amma Shelemata Hemena, Halefnim Hemena Loi. That which we said, the row behind it, would certainly require checking one row below it as well, as the chometz could fall down. But the braisa that stated below it would not require checking behind it, as chometz could not fall sideways. The Gemara now asks another question. Nishtamesh pechetzi shura, pshita, oisa shenishtamesh, yeshla shelefnim memena, u shelamata memena. Oisa shelo nishtamesh ba, yeshla shelefnim memena. If half a row was used for chometz, it's obvious that both behind it and below it should also be checked. But concerning the other half of the row that was not used for chometz, must the row behind it and below it also be checked, or just the half a row itself must be checked? Now this question is not answered in the Gemara. And the Gemara continues now to clarify something. Hadad teima b'mechulolos, aval ba'afutzos ma'aveh aleim esaneh v'dayu. This requirement to check around the rows of the barrel only applies when the barrels have spaces between them, but if they are tightly packed together, one must merely pass the candle over the area but is not required to check actually between the rows as well. Ask the Gemara a suggestion, Hada Amra Shechoshul Nefila, surely this proves that we are concerned for chometz falling. The Gemara rejects that. Amar Rav Pinchas de Yafoi. Rav Pinchas of Yafoi answered, Ani Oimer b'shah shesidram hichnes sham chometz. I'm not worried about later on the chometz falling. Rather, I could say that at the time the barrels were brought there, that's when the chometz was brought. So, in summary, the Gemara had discussed the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to the rows of barrels that need to be checked. Beis Shammai, according to Rav Chuna, refers to the entire vertical face of the barrels and the entire horizontal face as well in the shape of a gum. Whereas Bar Kafa says it refers to two gums, means two vertical and two horizontal faces. If the wines are arranged in the middle of the house where they're accessible from all sides, according to Rav Chuna, one must check a row on every side and the horizontal row on top. And according to Bar Kafa, one must check two rows on every side and two horizontal rows on top. If the wines were arranged in the shape of steps, each step should be checked in the shape of gums. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha and Rav Shimon Bar Ba came to explain that Beis Hillel's reference to the outer row is the upper one that's opposite the entrance and the ceiling, and one row behind it. we saw a brisa that said one row below it, rather one row behind it, and the Gemara came to explain that the statement the row behind it would certainly require checking below it as well, as chametz could fall, but the brisa that said below it would not require checking behind it, as chametz could not go sideways. The Gemara then asked a question about a half a row of wine that was used, that chametz had been brought perhaps. It's obvious that for that row, both the row itself, behind it and below it, should be checked, but concerning the other half, where it was not used for chametz, must the row itself be checked only, or even behind it and below it as well? And this question was unanswered. Then the Gemara just clarified that this discussion is about when the barrels have spaces between them, but if they are tightly packed together and the chametz could not fall there, one must merely pass a candle over the area. The suggestion from here is that we can prove that we are concerned about chametz falling, and Rav Pinchas of Yafo said, no, you could explain that when the barrels are put there, that's when the chametz was brought.